There was a general election in Britain today, and based on exit polls, it looks like the ruling Labour government could well be on its way to defeat. The exit polls show the opposition Conservative Party, the Tories, will have the most seats in the next House of Commons, but as of this hour, at least, it appears not enough to form a majority government on their own. And some of the biggest news in this election is what apparently did not happen. If the exit polls are right, the centrist Liberal Democrats have not been able to stage the huge breakthrough that they'd hoped for. It'll still take some hours before the official results are in, but to bring us up to date, NPR's Rob Gifford joins us from London. And Rob, what are the latest forecasts for the results?
Well, Robert, as you say, there was a big exit poll that was done by all the big broadcasters here. That's what we're going on at the moment, and that has predicted that the Conservatives will get about 305 seats. They need 326 for a majority. It's 2:15 in the morning here. They've only counted about 75 to 80 of those seats. Actual returns have come back, and those returns bear out the exit poll more or less. So we can see that the Conservatives are probably going to be the largest party. The big question is, can they get a majority on their own, those 326 seats?
Something quite unforeseen in this election. A lot of problems at the polls.
That's right. In fact, the police have been called to several places in Britain. A lot of people turning up and actually being turned away. The polls were open until 10 o'clock at night here. A lot of people went along in the evening. They said there were long lines and many people were not able to get in. So this is going to be a big story tomorrow, is how many people, especially, of course, if the result is very close, how many people did not get in and were not able to cast their votes.
Well, Rob, with allowances for the vagaries of exit polls, let's assume that the result is Tories with the most seats, but not a majority, then Labour, and then in a distant third, Liberal Democrats. What happens next in that case?
Well, that's the question everyone's looking at. And the fascinating thing about Britain is that it is constitutional convention here. As you can imagine, there's a lot of conventions here in such an ancient democratic system that the incumbent prime minister has the first go at forming a coalition. So if it is a hung parliament, if the Conservatives do not get a majority, Gordon Brown, the Labour Party prime minister, even though he will have less votes, even though it looks like he will have lost 100 seats, will first be able to see if he can persuade the Liberal Democrats, the centrist party, to form a coalition with him. As it looks at the moment, he may not even be able to do that. And then there is the issue of, even if he could, does he have the moral authority to do that? And would people in the public accept him doing that when he has done so badly at the polls?
Yes, this loss of 100 seats for Labour is anything but a vote of confidence in Prime Minister Brown.
That's absolutely right. And I think there have been 13 years of the Labour Party. It was, of course, Tony Blair for 10 years before Gordon Brown. I think people are weary. 13 years is a long time for a party to be in government. It's clear, though, that it has not been the complete vote of confidence in David Cameron and the Conservatives that, of course, the Conservatives were hoping for. But what is going to happen in the next few hours, and we'll know in the morning, is whether David Cameron has squeaked past that majority to govern on his own, or if he needs to find a partner for a coalition.
Well, Rob, thanks for the update.
Thank you, Robert.
That's NPR's Rob Gifford in London on today's general election in Britain.